Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Audio Mo number 15. I've done three previous Audio Mos today to catch up with some recordings, and this is the actual Audio Mo that's made for today, June 15th. My name is Ivan Fetch, and I'm Ivan Fetch on Twitter, IvanFetch. Today I'm going to talk about something strange. This is what happens when my brain is super tired after a long but productive day. And that thing is why it's pretty awesome to use the bathroom in the UK. As I mentioned on a previous post or two, Michelle and our two daughters and I went to the UK, London, a couple Christmases ago, and had a great time and enjoyed a number of things, but one of which, for me, was the bathrooms. There's a lot of handicapped or family restrooms, and if there aren't specifically handicapped restrooms, the stalls tend to either still be individual, or if you go into a bathroom with multiple stalls, the stalls seem to be built a little differently. The walls go all the way to the ceiling. Sometimes there's a sink in the stall, and generally you get more privacy. Contrast this with most public restrooms in the US, which, especially in large areas like airports or conference centers, can be a labyrinth of twisting, turning, open bathroom areas with stalls, sinks, and urinals shoved wherever anybody could put them, and a lot of people generally rushing in and out, not paying a whole lot of attention, and me as a completely blind attendee of the bathroom, trying to get around, find an empty stall, and not do a lot of unnecessary groping. While enjoying ourselves in the UK, if I needed to use the restroom in train stations or restaurants, coffee shops, hotels, museums, well, I don't have a word that's not going to end up paralleling with what you typically have happen in a bathroom, but it was relaxing, relieving. It was the way bathrooms should be everywhere. Thanks for listening.